When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Peace, family, is 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have smart moss, sports moss, vitamin C moss, colloidal silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Peace, family. This is the 19 Keys podcast. And as most of you all may have already heard the news, the great legendary Nipsey Hussle has transitioned at the age of 33. And many people want to know, how do you keep his legend intact? Where do we go from here? What's the next step? And a legend is an energy that never dies. And in order for you to really remember him and to honor him, you have to pick up the mantle and do the things that he would do if he was alive, if he was here. That's what you need to focus on. He was about ownership. He was about investing in tech and building tech. He was about cryptocurrency and learning about the blockchain. He was about investing in your hood and making where you at the best place to be. He was about standing up with honor as a masculine entity. He was about being a father, a brother, a soldier, a creative, a comrade, a young God. If you don't stand for the same things that he stood for while he was alive, then you're not honoring him. What are you going to do today? Think about what Nipsey did with his time while he was here. He was only 33 years old. That's not much time of life. Some of us are older than that. Some of us know our parents and grandparents who done lived 50, 60, 70, 80 years. And when they passed away, only a few people remembered. But when a legend transitions, the world feels it. Nipsey was a paradigm shifter, and his transition represents a paradigm shift. In the game of rap, there's not a lot of people that we can point to in this game that represent individuals that we believe are doing the things that they should be doing with the power that they acquired, the fame that they have, and the resources that they've obtained. Nipsey was one of the few who represented the execution of the blueprint, who put his time, his money, his energy, his life on the line to be a resistance against oppression, to be a force in a revolution. Nipsey
passing feels like a brother passing because I seen myself in Nipsey. I had a clothing store, and I remember when he did it, what he did with his clothing store, man. It gave me some aspirational goals of what I wanted to do and what I wanted to become and what I thought that rappers should be and what they should do with their platform and their power. And just the stories that's behind them from the people that know them is powerful. And if you study and you think about who he was and what he became, why he was here in a short amount of time, if we don't aspire to evolve while we're here and become past our current circumstances, then we will never be. So I just want everybody to think. I want everybody to think, what's going to be your legacy? How are people going to remember you? How are you going to continue to honor the legacy that he left by doing the things that he wouldn't be able to do today? It's not too many honorable men that are stand-up public figures. Nipsey was one of them. Thank you, Nipsey Hussle, for everything that you've shown the world, the examples that you set, the energy that you created while you was here in this space. March 31st, 2019, Year of the Keys, you transition. We remember you, we honor you, and we'll keep your legacy intact. Nipsey Hussle lives forever in all of those who run a marathon.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.